The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Magnificent Wednesday as we unify together through the love of the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the encouragement from the Holy Spirit. First up, everybody in some fashion is a leader or an influencer, but with what spirit should we lead? Aha! Gonna address that. Plus, we examine what the actual purpose of God is in setting us free. There's a reason there. We're gonna look at that. And finally, there's something going on inside of you and me, and it's bad and it's kind of good, so we need to choose.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Yes, politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. If you want to share a praise report or a prayer request or just say hi or answer trivia. If you're also going to do any of those things, you can text us. We want to give you both opportunities. The text number 214-210-8483. So you can call 972-445-0770 or you can text 214-210-8483. You know, we've been opening up these things with a trivia question to start with, so we're probably going to do that right now. The Book of Acts. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I know there's 28 chapters. The Book of Acts. Who was it written to? There's one person in particular. It's written to all of us, but who was it written to? Certain person in the address to the Book of Acts. Who was that? If you know that answer, text 214-210-8483. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because, why? It's not professional radio. How do you know that? I'm doing it. That's how you know it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Quick reminder, don't forget our DNA, draw closer to the Lord and never be ashamed, A, always be ready. That is our DNA, D, draw closer to the Lord and never be ashamed, A, always be ready. The Christian DNA, the building blocks for who we are as Christians. Let's talk a little bit about the history of things that have taken place on this particular day. First, we're going to go with the little holidays. Today is cellophane tape day, which is basically scotch tape. You know, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know we needed a day to celebrate.
I didn't either.
I mean, was there might as well be paper clips day and little pin days,
or staples.
Right? Staples day. I bet the company Staples would love that, right? They could really make a lot off that.
They would.
Yeah, that's a good call. It's also National Grape Popsicle Day, and I'm for that, okay? I like popsicles. I grew up with popsicles. I remember Dr. Covan. Now, you guys, you know how you have your early memories? So this goes back 54, 53 years. I was five. Yeah, 53 years. Dr. Covan came to our house. That's when they used to make house calls. And Dr. Hovind, back then, he was 900 years old. So, I'm just saying, kind of giving you an idea. And he came to the house, and my brother and my sister and I all had bronchitis together. And so Dr. Gohan turned to my mom and said, you know what the best thing is for these kids? And she said, what? And he goes, popsicles. And she said, why in the world would I get them popsicles? And he said, it's good because it cools their throat and it won't feel as bad. And you should have seen Lori, Billy, and myself jumping up and down going, popsicles, popsicles.
probably the best day ever.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were just like, we're going to Disneyland or something. So we're at home. We have to stay at home, and my mom has to buy us popsicles. Come on, folks. You can't, that, as a kid, can't beat that. Today is also Old Time Player Piano Day. We had a player piano where we had the little feet thing, and you had to push it, push it, push it, push it, push it. It's good for a workout. For those that also want to know, in 1930 on this day, the Chrysler Building in New York, which at that time was the tallest man-made structure, was open to the public. In 1933, the cartoon The Three Little Pigs was released by Disney. Okay. And then in 1939, on this day, Batman first shows up as a superhero in DC Comics. A lot of arguments about Batman, good, bad, or indifferent. You can dislike it. I don't care. I'm a superhero guy. I like the early stuff. I don't like the late stuff, just so you can know. Michael Keaton, best Batman ever. That's just what I'm just telling you. That guy captured the comic books better than anybody I saw. Okay, so the question that's on the board, which you can call or you can text, and it's easier to text because I can just kind of keep things going. The question is pretty simple. The Book of Acts was written to everybody, but specifically to one person. We have a bunch of answers in. They are all correct so far, but I'll give people a little bit more time to get into it. If you know the answer, you can text and or call, if I remember our number, 972-445-0770. Just keep in mind that it was Luke who wrote the Gospel of Luke plus the Book of Acts. Okay, wrote them both. The doctor wrote them both. Here we go on the very first thing I want to talk about, Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brothers, if someone is caught in any wrongdoing, you who are spiritual should restore such a person with a gentle spirit. So I want to point this out to you in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, that Paul, in the inspiration, verbal plenary process of the Holy Spirit, is telling people, look, you guys who are spiritual, you guys who are kind of, you know, faithful and you're not kind of messing up left and right all the time. And he's certainly not talking to pastors. He's certainly not talking to Bible teachers. He's talking to people that lead in general and that have influence. So I had this conversation with somebody very, very close to me who I adore, who I think the world of, and she's my best friend, but I won't tell you who it is, but it's my wife. So bottom line is we had this discussion, and sometimes I think she doesn't give herself credit for being as influential as she is. And so we were, yesterday we were at home, and I was working on a paper and writing out the thesis statement. And then she gets a phone call from somebody who's a manager at a different place at work. And this person for 20 minutes just unloads all of their burdens, just shares all of their burdens. And the person's just sharing, and my wife is like, encouraging and lifting up and listening and responding and only where the responses are necessary, so on and so forth. They hang up, and then I look at her, and I go, see? And then she's like, what? I'm like, you are an influencer. That's it. See, people don't think of themselves as influencers because they don't have a hat. Or they don't have a pair of glasses, or they don't have a monocle, or they don't have a cane, or they don't have a little bow tie that spins around at 90 miles an hour. Listen, when you talk to people and you encourage them, or you speak life to them, or you help guide them or set them straight back on the path, or you encourage them to spend time with God, or you love on them in such a way as to make them whole, you are this person that Paul is referring to. You are this spiritual person. You are this leader. You are this influencer. Whether it's supervising, guiding, instructing, managing, correcting, or any of that, that's you. I mean, you just have to understand, God doesn't make people and then go, it's great, I did a great job. Hey, I got a shelf space right here, and this will hold up my books over here in the corner. I'll just put this person on a shelf. That doesn't happen. People that you deal with, husbands, wives, children, parents, brothers, friends, coworkers, everything. You are an influencer in life. What Paul is telling people is be gentle in the sense of, you know, be that listening, approachable, acceptable person. One of my big challenges in life is I'm a little high energy. even when I go into the doctor's office. It's like they take my blood pressure. They're like, we wanted to take it this way because we know you're already amped. And so we want to try and get what it actually is. Now, it turns out my blood pressure is fine. Thank you very much for asking. But the idea is that a person like me, kind of like a little bit forward, very talkative, very engaging. But nonetheless, myself, you, all of us, we need to have this gentleness in us when people are looking for that proverbial pat on the back, that proverbial spiritual hug, that proverbial uplifting. Now, it's not that you don't say the truth. It's not that you don't speak the truth. It's not that you don't make corrections. It's not that you don't give instructions. It's not that you don't supervise. It's not that you don't point in the right way to go. It's the spirit with which we do it. That's the key. So if you remember, and I remind myself of this daily because I'm an arrogant guy. If you remember how much God has done that for us, how much he has graciously, kindly, softly pointed out, go this way. Like, because if God wanted to, he could just drop kick you through the goalposts of life in the direction he wanted you to go. And how would that feel? Maybe not great, right? So perhaps we should reflect on that awesomeness, how God does it with us, and in that comfort and what's the word I'm really looking for? That loving style that brings us at peace. We need to have that going on when we're working with other people. Okay? I mean, that's all. Let's just use the spirit with which God does it with us. To not be gentle is to be mental. Okay, give me a break. It's a rhyme. Get over it. All right, so bottom line, let's be gentle no matter who we influence. Answer to the question, by the way, is who was Acts written to? It was Theophilus. Here's the cool thing. Theophilus means one who loves God. So you know it's really written to all of us, don't you? Yeah, that's pretty good, huh? All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water, and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven, and that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Want to let you know, if you want to reach out to us, you can. The best way to do so, I'm still going to say it's the best way because it's the easiest way for me to deal with it, I mean, just realistically, is to text 214-210-8483. Now, that can be an answer to trivia, a prayer request, a praise report, or at any time, preferably not at 2 in the morning, which I have received text because the show replays at 2 in the morning and somebody was listening and thought they could answer the trivia question at 2 in the morning and then they texted me. That does happen. So I've learned to turn my phone off and told all the kids any emergencies go through Noelle's phone. So the bottom line is if you want to text 214-210-8483, you're sitting there thinking, well, what's the trivia question? By the way, you can also call. I want to make sure people know that you can call 972-445-0770. I want to keep it open. All right. Now, if you will remember that in Acts chapter 1, there was the ascension that took place with Jesus. Okay, what was it specifically that hid Jesus from the eyes of the apostles as he ascended? What was it? It's a specific thing. Can't tell you more than that. 214-210-8483, or you can call. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. I never try to put pressure on you guys, and I think you know that. We're on the 27th of May. We got 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th to come up with a little bit extra money to get things done. We're hoping that if you can participate, that's fantastic. If you can't, do not stress about it. We're not going to stress about it. I don't know why you'd stress about it. Here's the bottom line. If you can participate financially, great. If you can't, don't worry. On the website, it's a place to give. It's also a place to lift up, put in their prayer requests. And then it's also gives you a chance to kind of look at things and say and think, you know, this is what's going on. This is some of the information. This is some of the videos. These are some of the audios that are on there. It gives you kind of a chance to embrace. I'm going to be putting something up there new today or tomorrow, which I'm using as kind of like a prayer of salvation. If you ever wanted to have a simple prayer that you could follow to lead people. I rewrote one recently, and I'm going to put it up there and let people, you're welcome to use it a billion times. That'd be the greatest thing in the world. Okay, so don't forget, go to the site, check things out, you know, figure it out, blah, 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 blah. Email david@hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry, and now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, sewage removal, any and all restoration services. Let's just keep it simple, people. If you've got something going on in your church, your apartment, your house, your building, and you need restoration services, you can't do any better than Mr. Restore, period. Mr. Restore, with Clint as the CEO, the president, the captain, the chief guy. Anyway, they are committed to helping people. They do free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated. They got 50 years of restoration experience, and they have thousands and thousands, not but multiples of multiples, thousands and thousands of happy customers. Get in touch with them by going to MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. You can also connect to them through our website, HeMustIncrease.org. Okay? Okay. It's all right? It's all right. It's all right. All right. So what was it? That's questions on the board. What was it that hid the Jesus from the apostles as Jesus was ascending? Something specific I'm looking for. If you need to know a particular version, because it might be different version of version, because it is from time to time, it's not that big a deal. I would probably look at the NIV. If you don't have that, go online, or you know, then just guess. But if Jesus is going up, you know, what is it that think of him like a invisible elevator? It's kind of how you got to think of it. You know, what is it that they're going to see that's going to, yeah, you know, pull away from their vision so they can see clearly. Okay. Let's discuss this real quickly. What's the purpose of our freedom? Galatians 5:13. For you are called to freedom, brothers. Only don't use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love. Okay, so let's just look at that and kind of get a handle on that. I mean, I just really want people to understand that. You're called to freedom. Cool. Only don't use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. What's that? But serve one another through love. First and foremost, we are free from the penalty and the power of the sin, the enemy, and the world. So lest anybody miss this part, Jesus in salvation terms justified us, is sanctifying us, and will glorify us, past, present, and future. Justified is free from the penalty of sin. Sanctification is free from the power of sin. At some point, we will be free from the presence of sin. And that's how it's past, present, and future. Justification, sanctification, glorification. I love this topic because I wrote one of my main thesis was on this in my master's degree. Can defend it. I can defend it in Greek, Hebrew, and Yiddish. Okay, so it doesn't. Just say it anytime, anywhere with anybody. So that's not what's at issue, though. What I'm asking you is, because we are free from the penalty of sin, and because God has showing us how we are free from the power of sin, and we are overcoming, and we are free from the power of the enemy, and we are free from the power of the world. So you're free from the flesh, from the enemy, from the world, through the cross of Jesus Christ. Because of that, in lieu of that, or as a result of that, I should say, what purpose is there in freeing us? Unfortunately, some people who have certainly a certain amount of faith have understood that to be a license for licentiousness, or a license to sin, or an opportunity for the flesh just to show everybody I can do whatever I want because I've been freed from sin. I'm free from sin, and I will be free from sin from the past, present, and future point of view. Well, that's fantastic, but if you use the freedom that Christ gave you to demonstrate that you can sin freely, you're blowing it. And there is some question as to the validity of your salvation because God didn't set you free from sin so you can sin some more. You understand? This is not rocket science. He didn't set you free so you can sin more and just feel less guilty about it. Okay? That's It's just not how the system works. I appreciate it. I appreciate that's why people will say, well, you know, say this many prayers, say this thing, give this, do this. It's like, that's fantastic. None of that's right. The reason that God sets you free is so that you can, in a voluntary fashion, serve each other, not as robotic, but as a desire to please your Heavenly Father. The whole system here is that it should be your free will that decides, because of God's election and choosing you in His life and choosing you to be a part of His life, that because He's granted you so much love and grace, that you express your gratitude through servitude that's willful and voluntary. The problem that we have in our country and in our government is that what they want to do is take the money in a non-voluntary fashion. They want to take it through taxes, force you to do it. Then they claim that they're paying the poor, which just goes back to the Judas story where Judas was mad because they didn't take the expensive perfume and sell it so that they can give money to the poor. But the scripture says actually he just wanted it for himself. Like, who doesn't know that's going on all over the place? But from a Christian point of view, a Bible point of view, a biblical point of view, our freedom is to give us an opportunity to willfully show our appreciation to God through serving one another. And that's how God set the system up. We're supposed to use our free will and our freedom to choose to serve. Now, the theological trouble comes in, well, if God elected us, then why are we, you know, choosing to use, why is it free will and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I get it. That, I don't care. God got a hold of you. You're His. He loves you. You're a part of Him. He's a part of you. And your service to other people is an expression of your appreciation of which He is pleased by. Okay. Okay. Well, I need to know all the nuances, Dave. No, you don't. When you serve other people, it pleases God. You're doing that because He loves you so much, you're expressing your love back to Him. Yes, you do it through worship. Yes, you do it through spending time in His Word and engaging in relationship and in prayer. Yes, you do it in these other fashions that are totally valid, but you also do it in serving one another. So use that opportunity of your freedom to serve each other, to bless each other, to encourage each other, to strengthen each other, because it makes God smile. Okay, now somebody's going to go, whoa, does God really smile? Okay. Sit down and have some cocoa. All right? That's what you got to do. Because the idea here is to be a blessing in the name of the Lord to the glory of God, that others may give thanks to God because of your actions that you do for God. Okay? Use your free will and your freedom to choose to serve and to love, because it is a blessing to them and pleasing to God. All right? Okay. That simple. All right. And Acts chapter 1, for those that do not know, verse 9, he said this as he was taken up before them in their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. The answer is cloud. Thank you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. and check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly, as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Sometimes, hallelujah. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I think we've been in Texas now 2.5 years, so I think we're no longer rookies. I think you, like I mentioned before, in baseball, you're a rookie for the first 2 years. And then when you get into your third year, you start your third year, you're no longer a rookie. I'm not a senior, not anything like that. Just glad to be here as opposed to other places, other states right now, where I talked to a friend and they were like, they're driving me nuts. I can't even leave my house. The neighbors will tell on me. It's like, wow, that doesn't sound like America. Anyhow, let's remind everybody that to text us is the best way to get a hold of us, 214-210-8483. But you can call us at 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. I have an easier question, but nonetheless, you still need to respond. So people might say, well, why do you do like easy questions, then hard? I don't want to do all easy, all hard. I don't want to do the same system all the time. That's not really how I do the questions. I just do the questions, whatever like pops in my mind or whatever I come across, and then I just ask you. And it turns out to be fine just the way it is. So here's the question. There were, after the ascension, 120 people that were gathered together, all right? And there were the apostles, and there were relatives of Jesus. Kind of two ways to distinguish the relatives. What were the two, not the two relatives, but what were the two groupings? Or let me rephrase that. How many relatives of Jesus were in the upper room or in the room together with the apostles after the ascension? Who was there that was directly related to Jesus? That's the question. 214-210-8483. At least you know where to look. The number, by the way, 972-445-0770. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Like I said, in about 2 days, I'll have something new up there. which is going to be kind of like a sinner's prayer that I hope you copy and use it and just keep it in your pocket or something. That's fine. Also, like I said, we've got all the plans for the Battlestar Station in the architectural. You just got to look on the site to see if you can find it. Good luck. Let me know. I'm still looking for it. Additionally, so you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry, and let's now hear from our next ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Our good friend Johnny Hill, Men of God Moving. These guys are fantastic. If you have any move coming up in your future, you need to reach out and talk to Johnny. Get a substantial discount because of the show. Get a substantial discount because he's a great brother in the Lord. But get a substantial discount because they're committed to doing a great job no matter what it is, no matter if it's an office building or, like we said before, a church, an apartment building from one apartment to another, or a house from one house to another, small, medium, large, extra large, and extra, extra, extra large. I don't know what that is, but whatever that is, they do that too. Here's the bottom line. If you want somebody to help you make the move, they will help you make the move. menofgodmoving.com. Of course, you can connect with them through our website, hemustincrease.org. hemustincrease.org. Okay, the question on the board, and I had to restate it, so you have to forgive me because sometimes I don't say it well. I don't always say everything exactly the way it is, but what relatives of Jesus were a part of the 120 that were gathered together after the ascension of Jesus? Which relatives were there? Just think about that. 214-210-8483, or you can call 972-445-0770. I don't want to discourage callers, so I want to be careful not to do that. So sometimes you'll see me flip back and forth and go different directions. It's just how we do it. There's no rhyme or reason. In fact, if you sat down with me for 10 minutes, you would understand, as Tiara does, there's no rhyme or reason. She just pushes the button and hope it goes good.
Exactly what you said.
I hope this goes good. Click. Okay, here we go. Don't forget, tomorrow we got expository teaching. Ooh, talk about a subject. We're talking about husbands and wives. That ought to be a blast. Husbands and wives, and the whole submission thing. We're going to cover that tomorrow because it's in Ephesians, so we're going to cover it. This, though, is the next thing that's up. There is nobody that will not benefit from listening to this, myself included. Psalm 141, verse 3, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. It makes me laugh a little, okay? It makes me laugh a little because everybody's going around with masks. So Noelle and I had to do our physical today. So we went to the doctor's office and all these people with masks. And it's really funny because different people have really different mindsets about it. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. But you notice one thing that does happen when everybody's got a mask is a lot less talking. There's a lot less talking in general. I mean, just in the overall. I think that's rather humorous, especially when you think of this Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. We're supposed to guard and watch. That already gives you the impression, doesn't it? It already gives you the impression that there needs to be some kind of sentry or some kind of, you know, like a British guard at the left and right part of your lips so that the things that come out don't get past the guard, right? Because sometimes our words have a very, very great power attached to them. And if you don't think your words have great power attached to them, then you're not real familiar with Proverbs 18:21, which says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. you are able to speak life and death. Now, when we're talking life and death, people are thinking, so I can just say, you know, bang, you're dead, and somebody falls over and dies? No, it doesn't work that way. But you can speak to somebody in such a way as to kill them on the inside. And that is what it's talking about. Or you can speak to somebody and give life, give new life, give refreshment on the inside, right? I've had several bosses, and I had one boss. The very first meeting we had was, I can't just say disaster, because that does not really express it enough, but it was his job in his mind to establish authority, and his whole premise was, you know, I'm going to lay down the law. I'm going to tell you the way it is. I'm going to tell you who I am, and I'm going to tell you how you're going to do it, and, you know, kind of that whole thing. And then I got up and shook his hand and said, see you later. It was nice knowing you. And he was like, wait, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm not going to work for somebody that's going to berate me. If you want to work with me, that's fantastic. And I'll do my best, and I'll always do my best. And if I don't, I'll tell you why not. I'll tell you what's going on. But if you're going to start off this way, this is like, you think, well, not everybody can do that. No, you can't. But there are times in your life when you can. And more importantly, there's times in your life where it's you that needs to be careful about what's said, not just what people say to you. Malachi 2:17 says, you have wearied me with your words. Can you imagine God, you're talking to the Lord, and the Lord goes, you know, you're kind of bumming me out with what you're saying. It's like, what? Because sometimes you can just be so, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not just negative. It's just so, like, dark. It's just so, like, blah. And it's like, don't do that. Jesus said, by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. It's a funny thing that he said that, but you want to know why Jesus taught that? It's because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when your mouth speaks, it's sharing what's in your heart. And so that's why when Jesus said, by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned, because those words reveal what's inside you. And when those words come out and they're anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-faith, anti-trust, anti-belief, anti-hope, anti-love, anti-encouragement, when they're all those things, then you're revealing what's in your heart. And that's a real, real issue to the Lord. He wants your words to be words of life. He's a God of life. If he wasn't a God of life, you wouldn't be listening to this. You wouldn't exist. And so for all those people that are like, well, you know, God is a God of life, or there'd be no people, period. And so we have to guard what's coming out of our mouth. We have to watch it. We have to make sure our words aren't wearying the Lord or the person next to us. And there's one person that you never think about when you talk that has always impacted when you say words, and that's yourself, because you have two ears, and when you speak, you hear it out of both your ears. And if it's downward trajectory, it's like you're killing yourself. So our words ought to reflect the life and the breath and the grace and the mercy and the kindness and the forgiveness that we have received, and that's a part of us, that we need to speak life. Let's be justified by our words. Let the words be good. Let the fruit of our lips give thanks. Let our hearts be genuinely that way. And if you're not that way, then ask God to help you to be more that way. Don't beat yourself up. Ask God to help you. All right. Answer to the trivia question, obviously, is Mary. Some question as to who else was there, but in the Greek, it just says brothers. So we'll say anybody that listed Mary and brothers, and or named the brothers, that would be acceptable as to what relatives were there after the ascension. Okay? All right. That depends on the version you use, but brothers is really the Greek word. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here and on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, he reached down.
Hey,
Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What's happening is the churches and educators and our government and everybody is too concerned about being politically correct. And what's happened is the walls have fallen down, and we need to rebuild them, and we need to build them back. And the only way we can do that is with God's people taking a stand.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I will say, especially in regards to the political correctness, it's just man's attempt to establish their own righteousness apart from God. And that's why it has so much confusion attached to it that nobody can figure out what's going on, because it goes all over the place.
Well, the only hope for America is not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. Our hope, my hope, is in God and His people taking a stand this coming election season. And let's get men and women in office. And again, I'm not telling people who vote for, but we need to take a stand for God's truth and His righteousness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I just want to thank you and extend a thank you to you for taking the time to come on the show, sharing with us, giving us that perspective. I appreciate it, and it was a privilege and an honor for me to have you on the show, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. God bless.
All right, God bless you too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Pastor Franklin Graham.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, I want to give a little clarification on that last trivia question. Some people need a little clarification. I always like to help. One of the things I like to do. So in the book of Acts, it says that Mary was there and the brothers of Jesus. And people are like, well, who are the brothers of Jesus? Good question. Here's the answer. Matthew 13:55. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Well, not Judas Iscariot. Judas was a normal name back then. James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. And aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? This is Matthew chapter 13, verse 55, 56, and 57 says they took offense at him. So for those that don't know, Jesus had at least, that we know of, four brothers and two sisters, probably more, but we don't know. Okay, all his sisters really has an implication of a little bit more than the couple of sisters, but four brothers, in case you were trying to figure it out, I'm just trying to give you the real specifics, Matthew 13, 55, 56, 57. That is for clarification's sake. Next, don't forget you are able to reach out to us, 214-210-8483. That's how you can text us or share a praise report or share a prayer request. Also, our phone number here, 972-445-0770. Let me give a shout out to John Gee, who I'm going to get a chance to see later on today. roughly about 4 o'clock, we're going to try and hook up and try and grab a cup of coffee. I try and make myself somewhat accessible. I mean, it's not that I'm not busy, but I want people to know if you need to reach out, you need something, you just need to share. I try to be there. I can't always respond right away. It's not going to happen. I'm not a service desk at Amazon. I'm just saying. Although sometimes that takes like days, so I don't even know why I said that. Bottom line is I try to make myself accessible to everybody to some degree. Website, check out hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Notice, by the way, I don't do Twitter anymore. I'm off. I just can't do it. They're just way too wackadoodle. Let's hear now from our next ministry partner.
My house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
Kimberly Ellis, our very good friend from Fathom Realty, for first-time buyers, experienced investors, foreclosures, and short sales. People want to know, well, you know, you run very similar things on all the ministry partners. Those people help keep us on the air, and we appreciate that. And that's a benefit that we greatly love, that we can keep ministering and keep advancing the kingdom of God. And so we try to bless them right back. So bottom line is, if you've got any real estate questions, any real estate needs, anything going on where you're looking to buy, looking to sell, maybe you're looking to sell and then buy, maybe you're looking to buy and then sell. I don't know. I think you sell then buy, but I'm not sure. Get in touch with Kimberly, 903-48-HOMES. 903-48-HOMES. She will not charge you an arm and a leg. She will not make you shave all your hair off and give it to her. She will just simply do her best to help you, to be a blessing to you, and to encourage you in the process. If she can't help you, she'll direct you to somebody who can, but she can help you if it has to do with real estate. 903-48-HOMES, our very own Kimberly Ellis. Yay! Her and her husband, Tony. Tony is a fantastic guy. Love Tony. All right, pray for them every day, very, very directly and deeply. All right, expository teaching tomorrow, Friday. I have kind of a special message teaching kind of thing, something that I've actually mentioned before on the show, but I want to go in depth on it, so I think it will be cool. I think it will be a blessing. I'm trying to think what else is coming up. See, I got a son that's got a birthday coming up. I got, you know, 6 grandkids now. Birthdays are like every other week. It seems like to me. Let's get into this teaching. It's out of Galatians 5:17. Be in prayer because I'm trying to make a decision between Philippians and the book of Acts as to what will be the next expository. And believe it or not, there's a little bit of pull towards Philippians, which I was actually kind of surprised in. And that's probably because Acts is a little bit more historical and Philippians is a little more teachable. I'm just trying to figure out what the best thing to do is. Let's get into this Galatians 5:17. For the flesh desires what is against the spirit, and the spirit desires what is against the flesh. These are opposed to each other so that you don't do what you want. So before we get into any kind of psychoanalysis, which we're not going to do on this show, I want to point out from a spiritual point of view, if you are a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, that's a big key right there, the born-again Christian part, there is inside of you a struggle. And it has got to do with what the flesh desires and what the Holy Spirit desires. And it's kind of the old you, new you, old you being influenced by from the old nature, your flesh, which has positionally been crucified, but is still practically in existence, and then the new you, which is your born-again spirit, which is influenced by the Holy Spirit. And there's this war that happens. And it happens, get this, just so you know, every day. And every day, you make a decision, and you make a decision. If there's morality based in that decision, if there's a righteousness based in that decision, if there's any kind of law based in that decision, you make a decision for or against the kingdom of God. Not, I'm going to turn left or right when I'm at this intersection. That is not advancing any kingdom. That's turning left or right. Make that different. But if you're trying to make a morality decision, it's advancing one kingdom or another, the kingdom of light or the kingdom of darkness. No way around it. You can't change it. See, the old you is crucified positionally, but it's not been fully removed from your presence yet. And what we really need to do more than anything else is stop visiting the old neighborhood so often. That's what you got to do. Remember how you were in the old neighborhood? Got out of the old neighborhood, got into the new neighborhood. It's like, yeah, we're growing. When you visit the old neighborhood, if it's the old you neighborhood, there's a lot of garbage there. That's why you became a Christian, so you can get away from some of that. And the only way you know is like, well, how do I know, Dave? How do I know if what I'm doing is more works of the flesh or there are more works of the spirit? How do I know? Good question. Here's the straight answer. Now, the works of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, moral impurity, promiscuity, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and anything similar, about which I tell you in advance, as I told you before, that those that practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, which should be temperance. But the bottom line is, you can tell by the fruit. The fruit tells you where you're at. So are those other things more active in your life, the prior things, the things that are of the flesh, or the fruit of the Spirit more active in your life? You just answer the question. It's like, well, I think there's a mix. I think for most Christians there's a mix. And you come before the Lord and you say, I need a little more fruit and I need a little less works of the flesh. It is funny. I do think this is funny. It's not a big theological thing, but I think it's funny. It says works of the flesh or fruit of the Spirit. So one is a works, like you really got to concentrate on it and work, whereas fruit is something that's produced. I just think that's kind of a interesting take. I just like stuff like that. But the bottom line is there's a war going on. And you are the one that will decide which direction it goes in most of these situations. Now, if God has an absolute that's got to get done, you can count on him knocking you on your keister, off your donkey, blinding you and going, we're going this way. So he does that, okay? But in the character building of your life where you reflect Jesus Christ, you have to make conscious free will decisions to be a servant of the Most High God, and you got to choose. So if you're wondering and you're at a left, right, and it's a moral situation, choose the direction that would most reflect Jesus Christ and not most that would make you happy for a moment. Because sin is pleasurable, but only for a season, the Bible says. And then it reaps destruction. So you want to think about it. It's like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. So you come before the Lord and you say, need more spirit, need less flesh. And to tell the Lord you're willing to do that and work on that and ask him to help you, and he will. That's an absolute yes in that process of prayer, okay? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.